This is Dr. Olivero, dictated for January the 4th of 2023. Number one, the first patient is Lorena Moyer. The last name is M, like in Mike, O-Y-E-R. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 64-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice for. She has a solitary kidney. She had a left nephrectomy because of carcinoma when she was younger. Well, and this was done on when she was living in South Florida. Period. We don't have the details of the kind of cancer. Period. The patient has continued with that adequate kidney function. The serum creatinine is 0.59, the BUN is 17, and the estimated EFR is 100 mL per minute. The BUN creatinine ratio is 28.8. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. There is no evidence of anemia. Number two, the patient has a hypertension that is getting out of control. The patient is taking amlodipine, losartan, and metoprolol. She has been climbing up in body weight. When she was 147 pounds, that was no more than 2 years ago, is when the blood pressure was 123 over 76. With 151 pounds, what was 120 over 78, 157 pounds, 154 over 89, and now she comes today with a blood pressure of 164 over 118. In view of the fact that the patient has a single kidney, there is no evidence of renal insufficiency. The most likely situation is that the patient doesn't have renal vascular hypertension. This is a blood pressure that is fluid related recommendations. A plant-based diet, a sodium restriction of 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours, and a fluid restriction about 50 ounces in 24 hours. Period. Continue taking the medication. I am going to use the administration of hydrochlorothiazide in combination with triamterene every other day. The patient is drinking excessive amount of fluid because of the urinary tract issues. Understand, but we have to meet and compromise in the different approaches. Number two, the patient had the history of osteosarcoma in the right upper extremity with a significant excision of the humerus with the surgeries after that, a status for repair and pain syndrome. The patient is taking a significant amount of oxycodone. Following number, the patient has a question mark neurogenic bladder. She's seen by Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A. The patient has urinary tract infections from time to time, and the way to prevent that is for doing self-catheterizations of the urinary bladder as per Dr. Anciola. Following number, the patient sees Dr. Patel for the pulmonary issues, whether or not the patient has obstructive sleep apnea is a consideration. Following number, the patient just had cataract surgery and is still dealing with the issues of getting clearer visual acuity. The patient was explained that we have to do preventive medicines rather than prescription medicine. I spend quite a bit of time explaining the reason for her to change the eating habits, going into a plant-based diet, the low-sodium diet. Period. Paragraph. I invested the 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.